Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Jesus urged the disciples to behold the fowls or the birds of the air. In a world filled with worry and fear and pressure, those are good words of advice for today. Do you ever stop to view the sparrows that flit overhead, or the little warblers that migrate thousands of miles year after year with a built-in sense of radar? Keith Monroe wrote the following about our feathered friends, and his words are good for today. He began by asking the question, "Ever wonder about the mysteries of birds?" Take an idle hour and stroll into a public library, browsing through some books on the subject. You will be amazed by these strange little creatures. Long engagements before marriage are common in birdland. English robins pair up in January, but don't mate or start housekeeping until spring. Jackdaws and wild geese get engaged the spring after they are born, although neither species becomes sexually mature until a year later. Most birds are faithful to their mates for life. Some are as thoughtful as human husbands about seeing it with flowers. Starlings carry petals and buds to the female in the nest. A herring gull will pluck a sea pink and lay it solemnly before his betrothed. But the little nuthatch may be the courtliest swain of all birds. He selects choice sunflower seeds and proffers them to his intended. If she scorns him, he becomes even more gallant. He shucks each seed before presentation. Pliny, the Roman naturalist, formed an expert opinion that swallows turned into frogs. Each year, he noticed, there came a morning when all swallows were gone. Everybody knew that birds don't fly in the dark, so he thought they must become frogs. Not until the 18th century did ornithologists begin to realize that birds do fly at night by thousands. Ever since, bird experts have been trying to fathom the avian home-going instinct and the ability to navigate to destinations chosen by previous generations. Banded Max Shearwaters have been brought in covered boxes to Boston, then released at separate points. Each flew alone over trackless seas for more than 3,000 miles, finding its way home to little burrows in cliffs along the west coast of Wales. Could any human do so well without maps or instruments? What inner compass guides the Arctic tern each spring as it travels 11,000 miles to near the South Pole to its nesting grounds in Antarctica? How do storks from Copenhagen find their way across the Mediterranean and down the length of Africa to their favorite swamps in Buchana Land? Now, some experts think that birds keep checking their position with the sun, which would give them the equivalent of an inborn sextant and clock for dead reckoning. But what about on cloudy days? The answer is that birds' eyes are so sensitive to ultraviolet rays that they know exactly where the sun is behind the darkest clouds. On the other hand, tiny warblers migrate long distances at night. If blown off course, they adjust as accurately as day-flying birds do. Even those that are born in cages and spend their lives without ever seeing the sky can set off from Germany all alone, travel southeast across the Balkans, then turn due south to reach their winter home in Central Africa. Monroe concludes, "I don't want to disparage mankind, but are we not rather dumb about navigation compared to our feathered friends?" "Consider the birds," said Jesus. "Yes, take a good look at the birds. If God takes care of them, you can trust Him to take care of you."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.